Yeah. Y'all should have heard that after podcast conversation. That's what, because I'm about to bring it back up. That's what I'm saying. Welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. This is my series called Enough is Enough, you know. And first and foremost, I want y'all to know this one thing. Me, Drew, and Larry, we're not professionals. This one, you understand this. But we are all educated black men to the highest degree. All right. I want y'all to understand this all right here. You know what I'm saying? We was having an off-air conversation. So first off, this podcast is sponsored by Cascade Media. All right. Make sure y'all go to Cascade Media. Make sure y'all check out What's Up KC. Check out your boy on that KC Business Administration. Y'all go check out that interview I did with Mr. Carlos Nelson. Make sure you go check out What's Up Worldwide in case you want to know what's going on in Africa and all the other places. Make sure y'all do that. This podcast is sponsored by Africana Art. If you're looking for some pieces for your house, your office, your patio, whatever you're looking for, Africana Art. Big shout out to my boy Byron. You know, make sure y'all come to location one. Make sure y'all check that thing out, you know. Also, this podcast is sponsored by Exquisite Connoisseur Magazine. If you don't have the newest issue, what the hell are you waiting on? You dig? Exquisite Connoisseur Magazine, where life, lifestyle, culture comes together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just plug my own magazine. You damn right. I can do what I want to do around here. Like the little girl said, it's my birthday. I can do what the hell I want to do. I got Larry. I got Juice still in the building. Larry just now found out that my kidnapping life is worth. Just now finding out that my kidnapping life is worth. Hey man, you know what? Hey, Jew, you know who hold down like Pookie? I'm gonna tell you who hold down like Pookie. Do say they hold down like Pookie. Oh, yeah. That's what we, you know. No, well, first off, no, hold on. Let me separate that. Me and Jew. Me and Jew is drinking double say. Larry on the other hand. 1800 y'all.
Laugh.
You know what I'm saying? Yo. Look at that. Larry said, forget that.
I'm gonna tap in.
I'm drinking double say right now. This is what we do on the sit down, man. We have real conversations. So first off, this is what I need y'all to do. If there's something you want to talk about, if it's something that you really want to talk about, that's what this platform is about. This platform is about giving people an opportunity to tell their story, giving people an opportunity to share their truth, and we can share the truth with respect. That's what we're doing. We're talking about, we this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do as a sit down. You know, so as I said before we left, that I was coming back and Larry got to answer this question. You know what I'm saying? So we've been having some hell of an off-air conversation. And Jew, I think it's only right, man. I think it's only right. Before Larry answered the question, I think it's only right, man, that you kick this thing off, man. We're talking about, man, from the people, man, that we was talking about, the biggest gang in the world.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's only right, man, that we talk about the big, and I ain't talking about the blood of the Crips.
I'm talking about
these dudes with the badges. Biggest gang in the world. Talk to me, Jew.
Right, but understand though, man, it's one of those things that in order to do the job they do, there has to be a brotherhood.
Of course it does.
And there has to be an understanding, you know, what hurts my brother also hurts me.
Yes.
The issue with that, and the same issue with every other gang that you know, is that they don't separate, you know, good actions from bad actions.
Say it again, bro. Say it again.
I'm your brother, regardless of what you do. Okay? I'm not strong enough to redirect you when you're wrong.
So, Jew, are you telling me that you don't correct me when I'm wrong? Is that what you're telling me?
A true brother will.
No, I'm talking about the blue gang.
Oh, of course. But listen, that's what all gangs
are. Oh.
All of them.
Jew. Come on, man.
Come on.
Not everybody. Larry, not everybody.
That's that truth again.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
That's that truth again.
Huh?
That's that truth again.
They don't do that. They don't
Let me
do
tell
that,
you something, man. If you are not strong enough to redirect your brother when he's wrong, you deserve the same consequences as your brother.
Man,
And we talk about these black cops who aren't strong enough to redirect their brothers. So therefore, they're going to be thrown in the same fire their brothers are thrown in. You know?
So, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Last night, black cop show up for the white cop. Mm-hmm. Punch the lady in the face. Mm-hmm. Let's go. How you been? Talk to me. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? We got this show out, period. It seems like this, Larry. It seems like this, man. And forgive me, man, for cutting you off. Why is it always the black cop showing up for the white cop?
Because we're the ones still trying to fit in.
It's
their world.
Yeah.
We're just trying to fit in. So
when
they go back to their precincts and do whatever. Hey, did you see what I did? Did you see what I did?
Yeah.
Am I a part of you guys now? So instead of saying, hey, regardless of this person's color, this isn't right.
Absolutely.
Regardless, because we're supposed to be here to police and protect everybody.
Absolutely.
But like Julu said, serve and protect is taken out of their agenda.
No.
No. They're just upholding the law now.
No, Larry. They're here to serve.
They're not here to serve nobody. No. They're just here to uphold the law and put people in jail.
So
now, yeah, we got cops that are black cops that are possibly trying to fit in to a system they're not really
well. Not saying everybody's trying to fit
not
in.
All of them.
So don't go and talk about Earl since he got a podcast and put down police officers, the real good black police officers. Right. That's not what we're doing.
But no, if we don't have even the 10 out of the 1,000 that sit there and say, hey, you on BS.
Okay.
Just like today, I seen someone get arrested by 2 or 3 cops in a protest.
Yeah.
And one cop, there was 2 or 3 white cops on this one black man.
Yeah.
One cop moved the knee off the neck of the guy on the ground.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing too much. You already got him handcuffed on the ground, face on the ground.
Yeah.
What more do you need to do?
Yeah.
He's no longer a threat. Now, here you got your gun on your hip.
Yeah.
You got a taser.
Got all the weapons.
Got all the weapons.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not, even when Obama passed that law for the protecting cops.
Blue Act, yeah.
Why do you need more protection when you ride around fully loaded with ammo from front
That's
to back of the car?
That's my question.
Right.
Why do you need all of that?
But you, as a black president.
Okay.
And like I told people when I posted it on Facebook, I said, well, police brutality didn't just start when he became president.
Absolutely not. So now
you're in a position to do a little bit more than what your white counterparts have done prior to you taking office. So what are you doing for us now instead of doing whatever they're telling you to do?
Yeah. I mean, Obama, I didn't mean to cut you off, bro. Obama done some nice things, but I couldn't understand that one, bro.
Right.
I'm just keeping it a buck. I couldn't understand that one. Jim, I couldn't understand that one.
Hey, man, God's good all the time, bro.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, man, this is a conversation I've had over and over again, man. And a lot about politics that I've come to realize that you just stay out of, man. The more I learned about American politics, the more I learned that I don't know nothing about American politics.
Yeah.
Man, listen, bro. In my opinion, they're all the same. They're all the same. I think we need to focus on our local laws, our local statutes, and so on and so forth, man.
Kansas City police just gunned down, murdered some people 2 weeks ago.
Why
we ain't tearing up stuff for that?
Right.
Why did it take George Floyd for thousands to come out?
Because it's the popular thing to do right now.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
See what they realized, especially with us.
Yeah.
We catch on to things that are trendy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We don't react on anything that has any concrete or foundation to it. But if it's the popular thing to do, I told my lady today, she was about to buy a shirt saying I can't breathe. I said, well, look at it this way. Somebody's making that shirt to make a quick buck off of this situation. So why would you support that?
Bro, I was about to buy one too. But I'm going to just keep it a buck. See, I don't need you. Larry, I told you about your big brother. Listen, my homeboy didn't hit me back because I would have had it on right now.
Right.
But now that you're saying that, I'm thinking about what you said. why the hell am I supporting him?
Right.
Unless the proceeds go back to his family.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
But why do I need to pay you for something that
so now you sell 1,000 shirts at $10 right. Exactly. You good.
Right. Exactly.
And no money went to the family.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, bro. So Jew.
Yes, sir, brother.
The Blue Gang. Mm-hmm. The badge. Why does this puff up, brothers?
Let me tell you something.
Larry, you next. Don't worry. Don't worry. You know what I'm saying? We here to do. Hey, listen. Here's the thing about the sit down. You either gonna like the sit down or hate the sit down.
Right.
It's one or the other. You know what I'm saying? I'm not claiming to be better than nobody. Mm-hmm. And these are just discussions. But at the end of the day, if it makes you think, then we've done our job.
Right. Brother, we have to take ownership of that, man. The black community.
Say that, bro.
The black community have to take ownership.
Yeah, say it, bro.
Those are our sons that we've beaten.
Yeah.
We've disowned.
Yeah.
Our own children.
Yeah.
Those black police officers.
Yeah.
Those are our children. Those are a product of our neglect.
Say it, bro.
And our ignorance.
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of uplifting them, you know, and bringing them back home, hey, you're a police officer, come on back home and take care of your people.
Yeah.
We shame them.
Yeah.
We shame our educated.
Yeah.
Or you lame for being educated.
Yeah.
Or you the police. Oh man, we don't mess with the police.
Yeah.
Not knowing that's the key to the situation, man. Imagine if we had these conscious individuals, man, in the position.
Absolutely.
To make changes.
Absolutely.
But instead, what we do, man, we shame them.
Yeah,
bro. So, I mean, so what do you expect? If you shame me, bro, I'm an alpha male, bro.
Yeah,
I'm an alpha male.
I'm
African. I'm as black as they come.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not going to keep beating me upside the head, beating me, and think I'm going to stay loyal to your cause.
Yes.
I'm not going to.
Say that.
And that's reality, brother. Call me what you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
Absolutely. That's real. Yeah. That's real. Come on, Larry. You know what I'm saying? I know you're ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I grew up in, you know, well, I was born in 84. So, of course, the late 80s and 90s, it was a lot of...
Damn,
F the police. it was a lot of F the police.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
But I remember about 2 or 3 years ago, my daughter, she's 9 now. I said, well, baby, what do you want to do when you grow up? She said, well, daddy, I want to be a police officer. I said, well, why do you, out of all things to be,
yeah.
You know, your mom's a RN. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I said, out of all things, why a cop? She said, because, daddy, I just want to rid the world of all the bad people.
Wow. Yeah, that's where
And the thing is, me being her father,
yeah,
I have to stand on that.
Absolutely.
Baby, if that's what you want to do.
Yes.
Your heart is pure, your mind is set on it.
Yes.
Do it. Yes. And like Julu said, we shaming those. You know what I'm saying? When they decide to be a cop. But I mean, if you look at it, it's a nice job opportunity.
Right. Absolutely.
It's a nice way to give back to your community.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of positives.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, these white guys that are rogue, you know, you have got to hold them accountable. And that's the thing, like, you can't be afraid to hold your counterparts accountable.
Right.
For the wrongdoings that they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You got to hold them hold their neck on the fire. You have to. That's the only way this stuff will change. And like Julie said a couple of days ago, we have to infiltrate more. It has to become more diverse.
It has to.
That's the only. And one thing I've always questioned, why do you see so many white cops patrolling a predominantly black neighborhood?
I don't understand.
But listen, ironically, though, let me tell you, bro. I applied for the Kansas City Police Department when I first moved to Kansas City.
No way.
I promise you I did. But you know how? I don't know what the rules are now, but I was disqualified when I moved from my apartment in Friendship Village to Grandview.
Jew, you was already a police officer.
Right, exactly.
You was already a correctional officer. But what the hell? No,
but you got to get recertified, though. So I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. Now, listen, I was disqualified when I moved from Kansas City to Grandview.
Yeah.
That alone disqualified me. I couldn't fight it because, like, a couple of months later, I got deployed to Iraq.
Yeah.
But, bro, like for real. So I'm not understanding, like, why are we allowing, why is Kansas City now allowing? Like, these people, these police officers that now patrol these streets.
Yeah.
I've been living here 20 years, man.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of them outside of uniform. I don't see them. Who are these people?
Well, Drew, you just said this one important thing, bro. You just said about the community. These brothers, man, and I'm not knocking, first off, we're not knocking all police officers. So please don't hit me up on my social media with that. Trust me. I'm going to tell you, that's the perfect way to get blocked. I'm just letting you know. But Jew, they're not coming back in the community.
Right.
Hold on. When I was little, damn, I just told all of myself. You know what I'm saying? We used to have the police officers, man, come to the school.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Used to pass out the football courts, baseball courts, you know, all that. You know, and they used to really take it as a responsibility, man, to come back.
Right.
What happened to that?
No, they still do, man. Hey, let me tell you, man. Shout out to my bros, man. T-Rail, KCPD.
Yeah.
Officer Watkins.
Yeah.
KCPD.
Shout out to my boy Gerald Berkner.
Buck, that's my guy.
But hold on.
Right.
Buck don't take no shit off nobody.
I was on a motorcycle.
I'm just saying, man. He ain't letting it slide.
Right.
He ain't letting it slide. Right. So, here's the thing. If it's a million of him and one of Buck, mm-hmm. Buck gonna go after the million.
Right.
I mean, now he gonna do that.
Right.
And me and Buck smoke cigars, and bro, you already know, I told you, man, you overdue, man. You gotta smoke. You know what I'm saying? June, you had the nerve to talk about you getting your cigar game up. Larry, do you smoke cigars?
I tried.
Oh! There we go. Man.
Here we go. Man.
Yeah, but hey, man, Buck.
Yeah.
Buck, hey, that's real, man.
Let me tell you, though, but the names that I gave you, though, they're all part of the Kansas City DARE, DARE program. The program still exists, believe it or not. You know, my oldest son went to Allen Village, and they have a DARE program still where the police officer goes in the school. Officer Watkins is a DARE,
okay.
A DARE officer. So it still exists. But for some odd reason, though, it is existing for the private schools, the charter.
Yeah, they ain't coming to the hood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, they're not coming to the hood. See, here's the thing about it. Man, listen, first of all, I want y'all to understand this. I'm not knocking none of these schools, number one, so cut it. That's what I'm saying. They're not coming to the hood.
Right.
They're going, here's where they're going. They're going to leave some of the South.
No.
They're going to Metro North. Schools over in Alexa and stuff like that.
Right.
See, they're trying to keep their relationships built up.
Right.
But us over here, they ain't doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I remember it was a time when the Kansas City Police Department, man, they used to put on parades and all kind of stuff, man. Though, you know what I'm saying? You used to, you know, my God, down, you know what I'm saying, where I come from is, you know, I come from I come from, you know what I'm saying,
TV Walking Park.
They used to have the festivals where they used to have the Kansas City Park and Recreations, man. They used to have Fun Day or whatever they used to call it.
Yeah, fire department. And everybody used to come out.
Yeah, but the police used to be there.
Right.
You understand me?
Right.
What happened to that? Larry, what happened?
I can't tell, because I remember, I think, going to Swope Park.
Yeah.
And the fire truck was be out there spraying the kids down.
Man.
Man. And I remember, I think, back when Jeff Montgomery, I think, played for the Royals.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Cops would be pull up to you. Hey, give you 2 or 3 cards. Have a nice day. Y'all stay out of trouble.
Absolutely.
But now, that's why, I guess now, I really don't have a bad view of the cops growing up, because growing up in the hood, the cops will come up to you, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Be safe. This is that and the other. You know, even though they're kicking in the house two doors down, but still they see little innocent kids around. Hey, make sure you stay out of trouble. They come and holler at you.
Yeah, they ain't doing nothing that.
No, they're not.
So Drew, here's what I gotta tell you, man. Dude who killed Floyd. 18 priors.
Right.
No convictions. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what this boy got. This boy got 2 verbal reprimands.
Yeah. Of course.
Out of 18, Jew.
Of course.
But hold it, Jew. He just tried to kill a boy not too long ago. Mm-hmm. They kicked in the house on the domestic violence cop. They didn't even announce, like, police, we in here.
Right.
Dude just remember getting beat down by this guy, the same guy who killed Floyd, but let me tell you how it happened. He said, he texted his sister.
Right.
He said, I think this is the police that beat me and shot me.
Right.
Guess what his sister said? That's him! You know what I'm saying?
That's great.
But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Jew, here's the thing about it. They was really trying to get this boy with a felony. First of all, Jew, if you beat me in the head with a pistol, how in the hell am I grabbing the pistol and you beat me with it? You know what I'm saying? Then you shoot me. You know what I'm saying? Right. So not only that, but here's where I'm at. 18 priors.
Right.
And you still on the job.
Right. That lets you know.
You still on the job.
Let me tell you though, and we overlooked and we talked about it earlier. What that is, is a hell of a police union.
Right.
And we talk about sitting down with the police chief. We talk about sitting down with the mayor.
Yeah.
But nobody ever talks about the police union.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we talk, that fraternity.
Yeah.
That's who runs the fraternity.
Absolutely.
Call the union to the table.
Yes.
Call the police union to the table. That's one hell of a police union.
Yes.
When unions say go, they go. Unions say don't. They don't.
Let me tell y'all this curve. Hold on. Larry, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about it. We get on TV. John Jackson is fired. But he got a job over here.
All right, in another department.
Right. Come on, man.
Or they reassign him.
Right.
Somewhere else. Right. Like, what? That's really not doing nothing to it.
Right.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let me tell you when y'all pulled up, let me tell you what I was reading. This is what I was reading. The wife of the cop files for divorce. Guess who her brother is?
The Chinese cop.
The cop that was in front trying to guard everybody.
Right.
And guess where he is, Larry? This is what they said. Oh, he's relocated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Really?
Right.
Really? Now, let me give you the scenario. Me, you, and Larry, we the police. You know I got to do with you.
Right.
You already knew it was coming.
Right on.
You already knew it was coming. We the police, Jew. I got my foot on the neck of a white boy.
Mm-hmm. They about to beat you up, man.
Hold on.
They about to run you over with a police car.
Hold on. I want y'all to feel me, because I want y'all to get the whole position. I got my hand in my pocket, like this boy had his hand in his pocket.
Right.
He didn't brace himself on the car.
No.
His hand in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Full
hand on the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You there.
Right.
Jew there.
Right.
Another person there. How long do you think it's going to take for all 4 of us to get charged?
Probably that day.
Right.
How long do you think that's going to happen?
We're not making a report.
While your knee is on his neck, you want me to text message.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, when you get done, you're going to jail.
Yes. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Of course.
So why the hell these other 3 people ain't been charged? That's amazing to me,
man. They telling you.
But you brought it up You brought it up the last segment. Yeah. You brought it up, Jew.
Right.
So now I'm following you. So there's real message that they sending.
Listen.
I'm with it, Jew.
It's on the wall, bro. It's on the wall. The autopsy came back and it said that because he had some type of coronary
heart disease
and that led to, bro, they you know what, in psychology we call it priming. They are priming you to get ready for the disappointment.
Absolutely.
They're priming you, bro. And that's something that, listen, bro, listen. The American government, man, like, I envy you, man. I so admire the American government. Like, they are master minds, man. They stay 2-3 steps ahead.
Absolutely.
They stay 2-3 steps ahead.
Absolutely.
That's how great. Look, let me tell you something. I don't want the system to change. I want to be better than the system. I put the onus on me to be better than the system.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to mastermind the system. I want the system to be as great as it is, but I want to mastermind the system. I want to figure the system out, man. They already know what they're going to do. They are priming you.
Now, Jew, I wasn't even going to bring this up, but damn it, I got to bring it up. Larry, I got to bring it up. Wasn't nobody worried about no damn coronavirus or nothing. Protest, man! Nobody was worried about this, man.
Not at all.
Nobody was worried about it.
Right.
No, first of all, hey, Larry, I told you you're going to know your brother. Nobody was social distancing.
The media wasn't even worried about it.
Where did that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Media wasn't even worried about it.
I done seen, listen, I don't even watch Channel 9. But damn it, I followed them everywhere. Because they were the first ones on the scene with everything. Listen, what happened to social distancing, dude? Right. What happened to it?
Hey, man. I mean, shoot.
You know what I'm saying? What happened to it?
Hey, man. Hey.
Everybody wore a mask. What happened to it? What happened to it there?
It's been a game since the beginning.
Right.
It's been a game since the beginning.
Right. Yeah. We talked about this. Me and Jew talked about this. You know, hold on. Jew. Should I throw it on him?
Let him know.
Throw it on him. Like, throw it
know.
On him.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go, Larry. Now, check this out. Me, you, and Jew, we in a foreign country.
Right.
A natural virus has a natural cure.
Right.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I do.
Now, a virus that's been planted, they already got the cure.
Exactly.
Huh?
Because they made it.
Larry, pass the test. Jew.
Right on, bro.
No more. Listen, Jew. This is where I'm at. I'm just keeping it a book. Listen, I'm not knocking. Hold on, Larry. I'm not knocking people going back to work. I'm not knocking people, you know what I'm saying, trying to feed their family. I'm not trying to do none of that. Mm-hmm. Me and Jew broke this thing down, man, several weeks ago. They don't give a damn about your life.
They don't.
The economy is nothing to do with you.
It's about the economy. It's about the economy. I think me and Larry talked about it on Facebook. We go back and forth a lot.
I'm sorry. I see that. Hold on. I see y'all doing a lot of back and forth. Y'all right. include me in the back and forth. What the hell? You know what I'm saying?
You always welcome, but we're kind of suspicious.
Yeah. Everybody is. Man. We got to be. Because you know what? Right. Hey, man. I didn't even. Listen, man. For all you computer, telephone, push button, I want to be tough ass people.
Right.
Why don't you put your name on this stuff?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like what Jewel said. Oh, Jewel was in. I ain't never heard. Listen, man. My kids told me this. They like, Daddy, I'm in Facebook jail. Facebook jail? What the hell was that? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Put an address on
this. This is crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, real talk, man. Jew, why are we constantly allowing this nonsense to keep going on, Jew? This is nonsense. Listen to me, Jew. We just had this conversation, right, you and Larry, before we came on. We need to have a real conversation. We need to get some people that's going to have a real conversation with the police commissioners, the police commissioner board, come on, y'all, help me.
The union.
The union! That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. We need to get, until then, we ain't doing nothing.
That's right.
We ain't doing nothing, man.
That's basically what it is, man. But then we also have to be strong enough, man. Somebody has to say, hey, listen, Mr. White Man, thank you for your effort.
Yeah.
But
that's all part.
Take a step back. Take a step back. Go talk to your daddy. Go talk to your uncles. And change statutes. That's your position. Everybody has a position. Play your position. You know, this is our fight. Like, this ain't you.
Yeah. But hold on, Jew. I'm going to tell you what pissed me off today. I'm going to just keep it real with y'all. I was on the, you know what I'm saying? I told y'all. Shout out to Channel 9. If you want me to be on your show, I'm available. And my brothers are too. So, here's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Listen, this would piss me off, Jew. I'm talking about while I was smoking. And before I smoked my cigar, I had to calm myself down. Dude, this is what the hell pissed me off today. All lives matter. Boy, I was... Listen, Larry, I was on the moon. Boy, you should have came and rescued me. I was on the moon. We ain't talking about all lives. Right. We're talking about black. Why the hell, every time it comes down to something that's happened with the black community, we got these people. All lives matter.
Let me tell you, you want to shut them up? You want to shut them up?
Absolutely.
Agree with them. Yes, all lives do matter.
Yeah.
And then you got to bring it back to your cause.
Yeah.
You understand? You have to be as manipulative as they are.
Yeah.
Agree with them.
Okay.
You know, you show, my brother, yes, all lives do matter. But what we do is, when we hear all lives matter, oh, he said all lives matter.
Yeah. I was smoking.
We got to get out of our blackness.
Yeah.
You know, effective communication. You have to manipulate them like they try to get me. Because, listen, the purpose of them saying all lives matter, It's to create an emotional appeal. You know, they want a response from you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to understand that. You know, but all lives matter, you know, you are so right. So therefore, let's talk about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about. You know, if all lives matter, then black lives should matter.
Absolutely.
Right. But see, they want that. No, all lives. No.
Yeah.
They look forward to that.
I feel that, Jew.
Look forward to that. You know,
you just said. I mean, just keep it real, Jew. Black lives matter wasn't even started by black people.
It wasn't. It wasn't. One world, one struggle.
And I just told somebody about that today, and they was like, well, Larry, you for real? I said, man, how much research do y'all do before y'all get on here and open your mouth?
Larry, people do not do none of this, bro.
Right.
Hold on. Listen. Here's the curveball I want to throw all of y'all on. I want y'all to really understand me. This is how much that all of us in this building do. We ain't even under the 400 years no more.
No.
Right.
See, they don't know that. They don't know that.
Right.
No, they don't know that.
Right.
But hold on. Here's another one. This one got me in trouble at school, Larry. This one got me in trouble at school. Read about Christopher Columbus.
Right.
No. Listen. Earl, read. No. Listen. First of all, Christopher Columbus... for you people who don't know, was a prisoner.
Right.
On a ship that him and other people took over. They landed on Florida. How the hell you discover something that was already discovered?
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Now here's the curveball. This how far, boy, you gonna be like, boy, you're gonna be brother Cole. This how cold the game is. People don't even know how America got their name. See, Jew, you know me. First of all, there was a scientist who came across the border. Guess what his daughter name was, Mary?
Right.
America.
Guess what his daughter name was? America. That was his daughter's name.
Right.
Huh? So, and he had two daughters, but one of his daughters' name was America.
Right.
And guess what color he was, Larry?
White.
No!
What?
He was like me and you.
Right.
But they give us credit for that.
No, no.
See that
no.
First of all, people right now heard that like, oh, Earl, he's a rock. Google it. Hell, Google the biggest thing. Google it.
Out of respect to that knowledge, though.
Yeah.
Drop some more science.
Come on, baby. I'm waiting on you.
Is that he?
Yeah.
His daughter America.
Yeah.
Was a reflection of the Moors.
Oh! But,
you know, that's what the Italians
call it. Uh-huh.
America is an Italian name.
Come on!
When Hannibal ran through Italy, Sicily,
uh-huh.
You know them.
Uh-huh.
You know, no, we became
yeah.
part of their, yeah. their culture.
Of course.
So right. So he was black, you know.
They ain't talking about that, though.
1% of black is black.
Right.
They ain't talking about
black.
That. They ain't talking about that.
Of course they not, though.
They ain't talking about that.
Of course they not.
And I remember... Huh? A couple years ago, I was in Cancun.
Yeah.
Going to visit the Chichen Itza pyramids.
Oh, boy.
So I'm down there.
See, I was in Cancun. Hold on. No, I ain't mean to interrupt. My brother was in Cancun. Back to you.
So
back to you.
I was down there, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm taking pictures in front of it, and something just hit me.
Yeah.
I said, well, the pyramids in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pyramids down here in North mm-hmm. America.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So, it's not by accident
yeah.
that these people were on the same wavelength
okay.
mindset. I said, so.
Okay.
I said, and then knowing, mm-hmm. being in Puerto Rico,
yeah.
knowing that Spain
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
integrated.
Come
so,
on.
So, if these people look Caucasian,
uh-huh.
right.
mix that.
Yeah.
With brown colored skin,
yeah.
you're going to get a little light skin right. by the time all right. is said done. I said, so people of color been here. I said, what they call Mexicans. I said, this ain't nothing but people that look like
yeah.
us. I said, but.
Hello.
I said, but people really aren't paying attention. And I put that out there on Facebook.
Come on,
Larry, you're wrong. This, I said, no. Nah. I said,
right.
there's no way that Spanish comes from Spain and makes it down to Mexico.
Right.
I said, there's no way unless people brought that over there with them.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, man.
Y'all dealing with three black educated brothers today.
They're going to be mad at you.
Oh, man. Listen. Hey, let me tell you my phone number. Oh, okay. Yeah. Please understand. Please understand. Three educated black brothers up in here. We chopping it up. We just doing us. But at the end of the day, somebody, please. You got your phone in your hand. You in front of a computer. Please Google this thing about America so y'all can understand. Please do this. And here's the thing. And Jew, I don't mean to say this in the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. Please don't let your kids, come home telling you they learned that Christopher Columbus discovered America. Please.
Well brother,
let me
share something with you.
Please.
My daughter went to ACE, the African Center
yeah.
Education.
Yeah.
Southeast, mm-hmm. you know where that is,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
My daughter came home one day to tell her African father that Kwanzaa was an African Christmas.
Stop it! No, she didn't do that, Jew, by accident.
She just knew.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? That was a turning point
yeah.
for me and my child, though, because yeah. we had to have a long conversation. Like,
I know you are. Oh, yeah.
Listen, the teacher told me that Kwanzaa was an African holiday. I said, man, listen.
Ooh.
Listen. You know, yeah. I love
yeah.
my children.
Yeah.
And I don't curse at my children.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's one thing I don't do. Yeah. I communicate with my children. It's yeah. always, you know, everything must stay positive.
Right? Yeah.
You know, I keep them in a positive sentiment override.
Yeah.
You know, but she was adamant, man. She was adamant. And I admired the fact, the respect she had for her teacher, because we have to give these educators
because that's credit. All they're around.
Yeah, right. But the problem was
yeah,
though
yeah.
that she has an educator at home.
Oh yeah,
right.
She didn't.
So I'm going to allow the teacher to do as much as listen. The teacher is my support.
Absolutely.
The teacher don't lay the law
Absolutely.
For my children. So I sent her back.
Mm-hmm.
Say, listen. This is your history.
Yes.
Kwanzaa, listen, we African, listen, I spent so many years in Africa.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about Kwanzaa until I came to America.
Right.
Wow. You know? So listen, I had to call my mother.
Yeah.
My mama. Do you know what Kwanzaa, listen, I don't know everything, brother. You have to humble yourself sometimes.
You got to have some reinforcement.
Was there Kwanzaa? My mother said, who?
Yeah.
Kwanzaa. Like, was there Kwanzaa? She said, move in her African accent. Move with that foolishness.
Absolutely.
Move here with that foolishness. You know, like go back to wherever you got that from. Like go back to. I said, so I went back to my dad. I had to educate her on you know, who, first of all, who she was. Well, she knew who she was, though.
Absolutely.
Just a small aspect. Now, we're going to maintain respect for the educator.
Yeah.
For the school. We're going to maintain respect. Listen, teachers, yes. I love teachers, man.
Yes.
You can't teach them, have a soft spot in my heart.
Yes.
You know, but you're going to have to go back. And let it, but respectfully though.
Yes.
Okay, don't be in class. My daddy told me that no, don't do that. Don't do absolutely. That. But you're gonna have to go and have a conversation.
With the teacher.
With the teacher.
Absolutely.
Explain them. And in that though,
yeah.
I was invited to the school.
Oh man.
To explain. To
Larry, let you know. Larry, let me tell you this. I would pay you $3 to be a fly on the wall when he was there.
You know, the crazy thing about it,
yeah.
Before my dad passed in 2004, I started getting church heavy.
Yeah.
And I would go there, Bible study and on Sunday, and come back and have questions.
Yeah.
I was like, "What, Daddy, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? Should I go back and ask that?"
Yeah.
My daddy was like, "Boy, you got too many questions." He was like, "It's nothing wrong with that because just like right. I taught you to have your own mind,
absolutely,
they're going to run you out of the church because you have questions that right. no one in that church, because right. you have no one in that church can actually answer these
absolutely.
Questions for you."
Absolutely.
And I was like, "Well, why don't you go to church?" He was like, "Well, you know, I don't need another man
mm-hmm.
to come in my life and tell me my relationship that I'm supposed to have
with
God,
the superior,
because,
the supreme.
Because that's, yes. that's a spiritual-based relationship.
Yes.
I have my own relationship. Yeah. I don't need nobody else to tell me." And yeah. man, that's kind of the reason why it's kind of hard for me to get involved with church, because I just, it's a spiritual thing.
I got some brown.
I'm good, man. Oh. So, you know, it's all about when you're a parent, you have to really teach your kids. You can't let nobody else
absolutely.
Just prime everything into them. But you have to know something yourself.
But see, Larry, we've been taught this
right,
year
right.
not to go against the spiritual leaders.
Right.
First of all, who said that you are the spiritual leader of my house?
A man like you and I.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Thank who you. Said that? Who, you know what I'm saying? So, here's the thing. I got to go back to this, man. And I mean, we on this spiritual thing, Jew. And here's the thing about it. They put me out of school a lot of times, Jew.
Right.
I mean, a lot, Jew. I got put out for not reading about Christopher Columbus.
Right.
Me and my homeboy Terrence Rice and, you know what I'm saying, Kevin Hill. You know, salute to my boys, Wayne Henley. You feel me? He's my boys, man. Jeff Hartman, you know. I just couldn't do it. Jew, this Kwanzaa thing, I almost got into a fight with this. Because you can't tell me about this, because this was not. First of all, I got Africans in my family.
Right.
And by me being the city slicker, okay. you know what I'm saying? See, because that's how they, you know, they classify. Listen, because I told you, Larry, my people from my pop side. East Coast, baby. So I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm East Coast, really, for real. I love the West Coast. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with that. But I was more on the East Coast. Seen Nas get down on the Queen Bridge. Me and Juke just cleared this up weeks ago. There is a real Queen Bridge!
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? People like, ain't nothing.
Right.
Yeah, we done seen this.
Right.
Seen Biz get down 130 feet. 8th and Lennox. See what I'm saying? See, Juno, all this right here, this East Coast stuff, see, I'm there. I understand it. You know what I'm saying? There, my favorite spot back in the day, Latin Quarters. It was a club.
Hey.
Downstairs.
Downstairs. Huh? Yeah.
Huh? I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Cool DJ Red Alert. You see what I'm saying? Huh? You feel me? Huh? Now, we talking at the same time. You feel me? So, they don't understand this. So, Jew. There. I almost got into a real fight about Kwanzaa.
Because it's not real. Wow.
So, here's the thing about it. Jews are originally from Africa. Mm. If he says it's not real,
it ain't real.
It ain't real. It ain't real. He called his mama. Right. His mama was like, boy, get away with this foolishness. Right. You feel me? Right. But yet, here we are. We back to police brutality. There's no police brutality. Hmm. Answer that one, Larry. Here we go. Hold it. Here we go. That's what they say. Yeah. But yet and still, we got this.
Yeah, we got it on video that you are actually using excessive
force. We got it on video.
On video.
Right. We got it on video.
Right.
So here's my thing, Joe. Yeah. You already know I think too much. Before camera phones. Right. See, Drew already know. He already know I'm going. Before camera phones. How many black people was getting killed? We don't even know the number.
Right.
We don't even know the number.
We go back again to Abner Louima, you know, and Amadou Diallo.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's been a thing for so many years.
Yes.
Man. So when the new age, and not to minimize what's going on now.
Yes.
But they have a tendency of starting with Mike Brown.
Yeah. See, that's what Drew, I mean to cut you off. Larry, let me tell you this. I told you I'm going to move on about the other stuff. That you want to send me back there? Come with that. Oh, yeah, it started with Mike Brown. No, it ain't started with Mike Brown. Right,
you get that a lot, bro. You're going to hear
that. That's the main. Larry, out of all the stuff, because you and Jew go back and forth, how many people start with Mike Brown?
A whole bunch. And like I tell people, you know, when we're doing these riots, not peaceful protests, we're doing these riots.
Yeah.
We've been doing them since the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, I'm like, man, we are so better equipped now because of technology.
Right. Yes.
Because really, if you want to learn something, you just pick up your cell phone. Now, you always going to have people on both sides of the spectrum. You're going to have your people want to go out there and want to beat up on the cops. Okay, absolutely. So have you. I said, but the real thing is figuring out how to beat these people at their own game.
Right, yes.
You got to sit down and strategize these people to beat these people. But people don't understand that. Oh, well, I don't care. They got insurance. They'll reference Black Wall Street and all the rest of it. I'm like, well, if you want to reference Black Wall Street, I think we're better prepared now.
Yeah.
Than what they were
when that happened. Prepared.
Because there's no way in hell nobody's going to pull up in the black community if they're united, if they're for each other. Yes. There's no way in hell no outsider is going to take over another black community in this day and time.
Bro, absolutely not.
But let me say, Black Wall Street, and people don't know, if you even analyze the issues with Black Wall Street, is that they knew Black Wall Street was going to end before it ended. Where Black Wall Street would not exist until they signed over the right that they cannot be their own police. They were not allowed to have
guns. My uncle said that, bro.
Yeah.
My uncle said that, bro. Yeah. I couldn't believe it at first because I'm like, why would they sign over their rights? I couldn't listen to this.
This is America. They were bamboozled.
Yes.
Forgetting that, listen, you are in a country that have oppressed you, enslaved you for years and years and years, and you're going to trust your oppressor? Yes. So therefore, they signed over their rights to protect themselves.
Yes.
So they were successful, they were thriving, but they could not be their own police force. You know who else we did it to? We did it to Japan. We did it to Japan.
Yeah.
So Black Wall Street could not, they couldn't own guns. So when it popped off, they were fighting bombs and bullets with sticks and stones.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
That's how Black Wall Street.
This education today, man. This education today, man. That's a whole other subject, man.
Bamboozled.
Yes, man.
Bamboozled, you know? Like, they had the banks, man. Black Wall Street was a success.
Right.
only issue was then they forked over their resource.
Yeah.
Their ability to police their own. They gave that. They gave that up and they came back. But like I told you, America, God, man, America, that's they knew.
Yeah.
They knew.
Yeah.
Before time.
Yeah.
Hey man, it's just a matter of time before these Negroes got too smart, too successful.
Yes.
And they're gonna buck.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it was playing, bro.
So I mean, you know, that threw me a curveball for many years, Joe. That threw me a curveball for many years, man. And I'm here to tell you this, man, that really angered the hell out of me, man, when I really found out, man, because there ain't no way, man, that if we as a people, if we even formed a Black Wall Street, how can you come in our community?
Right.
How dare you?
And I made a few statuses about that. I said, well, growing up, claim the 50s, claim the 30s, North Pole, everything. So now, they're killing us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, so now, are you going to be about the neighborhood that you claim? Right. Are you going to police it yourself? Yeah. Are you going to check those who are the detriment to your community? Right.
Say it.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, say it.
Instead of waiting on this white man to come in here and do whatever he wants to, are you going, hey, bro, you know, I love you. Yeah. I respect you.
But this ain't what we're trying to do.
Yeah. This ain't what we're trying to do. How hard is that? But see, like I tell people all the time, and everybody asks, what's the solution? I said, well, first of all, we're being brainwashed continuously by this music, by these reality TV shows that are showing our Black queens in a bad light. We're continuously being brainwashed by this. I said nobody is paying attention to this.
They're not.
Listen, man, you've been on TV. You know what's happening with this going on, man. Larry, listen. Right. I don't mean to cut you off.
Check this out, Larry.
All of a sudden, we got all these damn reality shows about Black people.
Right.
And you know what they all are? Degrading.
Right.
Jude told me this. He said, Earl, why are we the number one popular damn TV show for nonsense? We are not, you know what I'm saying? None of that. You know what I'm saying? You know what, man? Back in the day, man, they had the encyclopedia, geography. What was the one?
Which one?
The geography.
National Geographic.
The National, yeah.
That always talked about Black people.
Yeah.
Cut the show off, bro.
Right.
What happened to it?
Right.
Cut the show off, bro. They always had something about Black people.
They had books and everything.
Come on, man.
Yellow and black magazine, and then the yellow border, and let me tell you this.
You know what? You know where the first place I saw some titties at?
Of course.
There!
That's where we are!
I was like, what?
Between there and the JCPenney magazine, listen, man.
That was what it was.
I was educated, brother. I mean,
come on, man. Yeah. That was it, but you know what? That was the normal.
It was.
See, it didn't come to Bird. Oh, my God, you shouldn't be looking at that.
Right.
See, they didn't have nothing about that. Right. See, the queens was treated like queens. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, Jew, and I want you to really, I'm just saying, coming from Africa, and I want you to, I just want you to just break it down for me. Why are we so materialistic, bro?
And, brother, again, it goes back to the crime.
I'm just saying, bro.
We were conditioned. Listen, music is a science. There's a science behind the music we listen to.
Yeah.
We have to go into alpha rhythms. And you know, and that's a reason. Let me tell you, every morning I wake up, you and I discuss this.
Yes.
That I turn on YouTube and videos of affirmations.
Yes.
Of success.
Yes.
And my son, it's not more so about me, it's about my son, my wife, and they listen to progression. This is what you can be. If you thrive for greatness.
This
is what you can be.
Yes.
You don't listen to profanity when my wife and the children are in the car. I love hip hop, man.
Oh, man. Come on, man. We are. What?
When I get ready, bro. Oh, I'm on. Hey, that's me. That's me.
Yeah.
But when my wife, it's a science, man. It's an algorithm. If you notice that we produce the music, but we don't own the labels.
Right. Say it, bro.
So and then
say the, it, bro.
So if every day you listen to can I say B word?
Man, you can say whatever you want to. Say that.
If you listen to bitches ain't shit, bitches ain't shit, bitches ain't shit.
Yeah.
It becomes who you are as a person.
Yes.
We don't see it though.
Say it.
We don't see it.
But so go ahead. It was
say it, bro.
It was the time.
Right.
When calling a woman a bitch was the worst thing. Yeah.
But see, that was when hip hop was hip hop.
Right, right.
You know,
On record.
That was when hip hop had a conscience.
Yep.
You know, but see that now, like everything you listen to, I pulled out my AK, I sprayed all these. Who they spraying? They ain't spraying white people.
No, they spraying.
Who they spraying? So, bro, let me tell you something. That's against in my house. We don't listen to anything detrimental to the culture, detrimental to society.
So we ain't even understanding, Judah, that this is a problem. We're not really understanding that this is a problem.
There's a science behind the music we listen to. There's a reason why it's on the radio. There's a reason why it's being promoted. There's a reason why conscious artists are not making millions of dollars.
Hold on. Big shout out to Will Smith.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell y'all this, my man's name, man. Anyway, Will jumped on this song. Mm-hmm. Dude was glorifying Will Smith.
Right.
Will jumped on the song.
Right.
It's one of my hottest rappers, man. I can't think, man, because I got so much. I'm a loaded gun over here, man, with this other stuff. But anyway, Will jumped on the song because the dude was giving shouts out to Will Smith, and Will broke this thing down, man. He broke it down so cold. No profanity, no nothing.
Right.
And you know what? There are so many conscious rappers.
Right.
We ain't even giving them the platform.
Right. No.
But we glorify everything else.
Right.
And really, hearing Will Smith, it took me back to the time to where I was getting off the school bus trying to catch Rap City.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Right. Like,
yeah.
I came, Yo MTV Raps. Right. See, that's when I started listening to Yo MTV.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And it took me back. I said, man, you know, Will might not be to everybody, Will Smith might not be the best rapper out there.
But he's the best motivational speaker.
I promise you.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But he did what all the greats have done, and not the same way that they
did. And they did it.
But
they
did it. But, brother, who's tearing down Will Smith?
The other people, bro.
No, it ain't even them.
It's us.
Because that's what I'm saying.
Talking about shooting, killing.
Grand Smith to say, man, Will Smith ain't no real rapper.
Right.
Yeah. Who are you to say that he's not?
Summertime still getting rolled. Friday or something.
Y'all already know what it is. Sit down. I'm going to tell y'all this. Listen, I've never, you know what, since yesterday, because I was having this discussion with Natalie, I got challenged. I got challenged by my homegirl in this water thing. Listen to me. I never done a part three. But damn it. We gonna come back because I'm about to put everybody on blast. She made her OB. Larry, do you believe me that my kidnapping license worked?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to go? Are we going in?
We rolling.
We going in?
Yes, sir.
I'll be right back, y'all.
Right on.
Don't go nowhere.
Thank you.